and learning the presentation that you all heard just now by His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Today's Dhamma was certainly very well presented and lectured by Anuj also was very amazing. I was really surprised. Probably this is the first lecture he is giving today. Anuj also did very well and all the participants in the Dhamma did very well. Probably I can announce this course today. I have not been announcing the past 2 weeks, but these courses are good, certainly we will announce for everyone. In Dhamma we have four considerations in Dhamma. One is the substance, and the second one is acting, how they present it. Third one is insensitivity to others, I mean, to common thinking. And fourth one is conclusion of the Dhamma. So they got 34 out of 40. And Anuj got 67%. So generally in our tests, crossing 60% is really tough. So it was a very nice thing to do, very well prepared. I request all of you that even the other colleges, please come well prepared. Now as the weeks are passing, our presentations are getting better and better. I'm very happy about that. My desire was that every week there should be different devotees speaking on discussion, the last discussion, like the one which we had today by the Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Like that every week you will be having new discussion speaker, so that we wanted to see that in either we have many leaders coming forward to speak the last discussion part. But I will only clarify one of the points which were left uncovered in every session. One of the most fundamental principles that many people do not know about God is that God is the supreme enjoyer. Serving Him for His pleasure is the ultimate goal of life. This many people do not know. For example, if one of you win a gold medal in Olympics, who will get the glory? Yes? If one of you win a gold medal in Olympics in some competition, who will get the credit? Huh? Nation. Actually, India will get the credit, isn't it? Similarly, if somebody is pressing a switch of an alarm clock, so you would say, like if one of you presses the alarm clock, I would say Harinam Prabhu presses the clock, I would say, isn't it? I won't say Harinam Prabhu's second finger press the clock. I won't say like that. Isn't it? So it is well understood that when somebody presses the clock, we naturally say that so and so pressed the clock. We talk of the whole personality, not just his part and parcel, one small tiny finger. In the same way, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And ultimately, everything is done for His pleasure in the spiritual world. Even if the part and parcel does something, the glory is given to the whole. Because actually, everything comes from the whole only. All the energy that we all possess comes from the supremely energetic. So, anyway, if a stone comes flying here, naturally you will ask, where did the stone get this energy? Isn't it? The stone comes flying, what do you think immediately? Certainly, some energetic person behind the stage must have thrown the stone with such energy, isn't it? So from the energy, we can understand there is an energetic behind the energy. Similarly, the spirit soul is also one of the energies of Krishna. And the material world is another energy. So these are all energies. Material world is material energy. And we are all spiritual energy. But all these energies are existing, but where are they coming from? They all belong to Krishna. So we are not Krishna, but we are Krishna's. We are Krishna's property. So unless the soul realizes this, that I am only a part and parcel, meant to serve the whole, he can never be happy. Suppose you give a simple example. Just like if you want to decorate the body, naturally you have to put a bindi here. You will not put it in a reflection. There is a reflection in the mirror. But if you put a bindi there, and if you put a necklace in the mirror, then your face will keep moving and you will not be able to manage it. Similarly, all of the tiny reflections of Krishna, part and parcels of Krishna, and if you try to become happy independently, what will happen. That you serve Krishna, you will automatically achieve that happiness is yours immediately. And it can be readily seen by practice. I was reading just this afternoon, I was reading one purport of Srila Prabhupada. He says that Krishna consciousness is so dormant, dormantly present in the heart of every living being, that it just little bit create a spark in the heart of a living being. And you will start madly loving Krishna, he says. Every one of us have a spontaneous love for Krishna. And somebody has to just give a spark to you. And immediately, one will start rushing towards Krishna with full speed. You will see, it's very common amongst all of your devotees, like we say in our preaching, that you heard some devotee came and taught you how to chant one round of Hare Krishna. And when you preached the 2 rounds, 4 rounds, 6 rounds, and you read Prabhupada's books, and you started putting tilak, you started wearing dhoti kurta sari, and you started coming to temple, and you are hearing lectures, and you are reading more books, and you are becoming so thoroughly understood, well understood in philosophy. Without much drive, all of you are so fastly progressing in Krishna consciousness, because that is your nature. That is your very nature. That is already there in the soul. But when you have to go to college, your parents have to push you. Please. After 10 standard, give this entrance, that entrance, get into engineering, get into medicine. And you have to keep on watching you whether you are studying properly, getting good score. Whereas in Krishna consciousness, people spontaneously advance. Because it is already there in the soul. And you have to just revive it. So, in the spiritual world, Krishna is the enjoyer. Although it appears that Krishna is the enjoyer and we have to serve him, this doesn't appear to be a very attractive idea. Somebody else is the enjoyer and I have to serve him. What is it? But that's not the case. When you serve Krishna, you feel very happy. Your joy depends completely on Krishna's service only. We are dependent enjoyers. We are not independent enjoyers. Just like in a hotel, the owner is the enjoyer. But the workers working in the hotel are getting their 3 times food, they are getting their salary. But if the owner shuts down the hotel, what will happen to these people? So they are dependent enjoyers. In the same way, our happiness actually depends on Krishna. When Krishna is pleased, then we are also pleased. When Krishna is happy, then we are happy. Otherwise we cannot be. So this principle should be well understood in spiritual life. And you can see it in your own life. The more you come closer and closer to Krishna, your heart becomes peaceful. It's called a blossoming of consciousness. Just like you see a hibiscus flower, the previous day night it is closed. The next day morning you see it gradually blossoming, more and more beautifully, completely blossomed, hibiscus flower. In the same way, it is explained, the jiva's consciousness also is like this, closed. When he wants to be independent of Krishna, you look very morose. You don't find many happy people in this world. You find most of the people are morose. That moroseness is because we want to lord over this material world separate from Krishna. When you want to be independent, there is only suffering. Nobody can be happy independent of God. But if the jiva desires, if we desire that we want to be independent of Krishna and still enjoy, which is not possible, still the Lord sends us to this material world. Okay, you want to enjoy? You think you can enjoy? Okay, go to the material world. So it's arranged a separate place here. And the material world is called as a jail. In the jail, there is only suffering. Like in a jail, people are breaking stones, working very hard. So we have to work very hard just for this tiny stomach. The small stomach is demanding so much. People have to work very, very hard. And even on a normal living, people are working hard, so hard nowadays. And the suppose one accompanies you just as a friend would escort you. He is always accompanying you. Just like sometimes a rich man may be holding a dog with a rope. And the dog may want to eat bones sometimes. He may want to eat some filth from a garbage dump. But he is just holding him on with a rope, allowing the dog to go wherever he wants. Sometimes the dog passes urine, sometimes he eats this, sometimes he eats that. Similarly, the Paramatma is escorting you in this material world. He is always with you. And from him comes remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge, according to what you seek from him. He is a very good friend. He is always awaiting to give you the knowledge by which you can go back to Krishna in the spiritual world. But we generally don't want it from him. So he says, okay, forget me. You want to forget me? So forget me. And whatever you are seeking in this world, I will provide you. So it is we who invite suffering. It is we who invite happiness. Just like a father taking a child to a park, child is coming down the slide and is very happy, repeatedly coming down the slide again and again in the park. But then when he is sitting in seesaw, he breaks his back. Whose problem is that? It is a child's problem. So father is very merciful and kind. He has taken the child to the park. So really Krishna has brought us to this park of material world. And it is we who are inviting suffering and enjoyment. So as Chaitanya Charitamrita was sitting in his lecture, the moment you turn your face towards him and cry, please help me. I am trying to enjoy this world, but I don't find any enjoyment. There is only frustration everywhere. The more I try to enjoy, the more I am suffering. That is how this world is created, very intelligently by the Lord. So that finally we will be able to go back to him, turn to him and go back to him. So, when the jiva turns to Paramatma, he is at once available. In fact, he is so helpful that in Bhagavad Gita he says, Teshameva nukampartam ahamajnanajam tamah tajayam yatvabhavastu jnanadipena basvata. He is saying, Teshameva anukampartam. Even if one is an illiterate, uneducated person, who cannot acquire any knowledge about God by reading the scriptures or attending lectures, even for such a person, if he is sincerely seeking my help, the Lord says, if he becomes my devotee, I, by being seated in his heart, will enlighten him and destroy the darkness in his heart. And such a person can easily understand me. You need not become a big pundit to understand the Lord. One need not be a great scholar, or one need not be rich. Anybody can understand the Lord. Even an animal, like an animal like Jatayu or Gajendra or Hanuman, they were great devotees of Lord. And even who are very low born, like Guha, born in a Nishada family, that's a great devotee of the Lord. So there is no binding, no barrier to become God's devotee. All we need is only a sincere heart by which we turn towards him and beg him, please give me your mercy. Please tell me what I should do. Please teach me what is best for me. Then he will send you to the right place. In fact, it is said, it's like a circle. By Krishna, you get Guru. And by Guru, you get Krishna. So first, Krishna is seated in your heart as Paramatma. And you pray to him, please guide me. And then he will send you to the right Guru. Now all of you have been sent to the right place. Srila Prabhupada has written such wonderful books, which are like beacon light for the whole world. By reading these books, and by taking shelter of this wisdom given in these books, your life will become perfect. You will achieve Krishna. So Krishna seated in all of your hearts have guided you here. Because all of you sincerely pray, that please guide me to what is best for me in my life. And Lord has guided you. So this is the Super Soul is guiding. He is giving the smriti, remembrance. He is giving apohanam, means forgetfulness. He is giving knowledge. He is giving everything. And it is very important for every human being to become Krishna conscious, if he really wants to become happy. Of course, there is a weaker section of society, like namely the widows, or poor people, or the children, or old people, or the brahmanas who don't accept any salary. So these are all considered weaker section of society who need protection, and it is the duty of the king of the state to give them protection. You should see the time of Yudhishthira or Parikshit Maharaj, such great kings. All these weaker section of society were given complete protection. They were assured protection. There was Brahminical culture everywhere. It is explained how Kamam Bhavarsha Parjanya Sarvakama Dugamahi Shishichosma Bhajangava Kayasa Udaswatir Muda. It is said in the time of Yudhishthira, all the natural facilities provided by the nature were all abundantly available. There are pearls and jewels coming from the oceans. There are minerals from the mountains. And the cows were giving abundant milk. And the earth was giving grains and fruits and vegetables profusely. And the land was also filled with gold and silver and many metals from which ornaments could be made. And besides that, all the citizens were very happy, being completely protected by the pious king minister. Yudhishthira is religion personified, his virtue personified. So because he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, everyone in his kingdom was very happy. There was no fear, there was no anxiety. Even widows could be happy. You know, there was an argument made by Arjuna. Arjuna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. And if I kill all the Kaurava kings, then all their wives will become widows. How can they be happy? If they become widows, then there will be Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara means, if widows unite with other men in society, they will produce children who are unwanted progeny. And Lord Krishna told him, my dear Arjuna, even if you don't fight against the Kauravas, who will be the king on Kaurava side? Duryodhana. Duryodhana is such an impious king that naturally there will be adultery, there will be illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, all nonsensical activities will go on. And by that, whether one is a widow or not, she may indulge with illicit sex with many other men. Because the king is bad. Yatha Raja, Yatha Praja. So Lord told him, what if you kill the Kauravas and establish Yudhishthira in the throne? Then he is such a pious king that all the widowed queens will be taken care of. This morning I was reading, before Lord departed for Dwaraka, all the Kaurava king wives and king's wives, that means the widowed women, all the other Kauravas had died in the battlefield. They were all in the palace of Yudhishthira only. But Yudhishthira treated them like mothers. He gave them complete protection. So it is the duty of the king to give protection either to widows or to the hungry people. It's not that the religion teaches that only worship God, forget about the hungry people. It's not the case. If you see, he made the point, we should give food that which is offered to God in love. Prasad. We should distribute prasad. Otherwise, such a food will, unless prasad is distributed, ordinary food will only invoke most men. As we said today, different speakers spoke today, and this point is emphasized here, that without becoming Krishna conscious, mundane social welfare activity will only bring about more trouble in society. But if people are Krishna conscious, one Krishna conscious king like Yudhishthira can take care of the whole world. Similarly, one Srila Prabhupada, one Indian, Bengali Indian, who became Krishna conscious, he transformed the whole world by establishing so many temples worldwide. Now, millions of people are following ISKCON society and following the footsteps of Prabhupada, reading his books and applying it in their lives. So Prabhupada says, I am one old man who preached Krishna consciousness worldwide and established 100 temples. All of you who are young Indians, how much more you can do? How much more you can preach this message? In fact, all of you have so many years ahead of you. We are another 70, 80 years ahead of you, with you. So, utilize this valuable life and teach people how they can become only truly happy if they become Krishna conscious. Without keeping Krishna in the center of their life, no one can become happy. And we all have practically seen it in our lives. As soon as Krishna came into our lives, just see how our life transformed. How our life has transformed. We gave up all the bad vices very easily and we only sought good association. We are eating clean, hygienic food that is offered to God with love. We are eating prasad. And we are associating with such clean-hearted people who are always doing welfare for the other people. And you yourself can see you are becoming a harmless person in society, benefiting the home, nation, and the whole world. So when you have got the benefit, please take the trouble to distribute it to others. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So we'll conclude with 5 minutes kirtan and then prasadam. Only 1%? Anybody has 1%? I think everyone is eager for prasad. So we'll finish with kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Siva Acharya Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
response means the request of the kindly feel at your places. Please put on the lights.
So we are very thankful to Chaitanya Charan Prabhu and Radha Shyam Prabhu for the enlivening.